Stay tuned. I'm here with the coach, John Brent.
Man, I'm here with the vet, Mr. Ian Griffin, still at the Jump Talk.
Yes, we are.
All right.
Man, fall is upon us, and we're about to approach Veterans Day, my friend.
Yes, we are, and that's a very special day. There's a couple days a year that we really, you know, talk about our military. We should talk about them a lot more. But Veterans Day is the day. A lot of veterans have been in my family, and, of course, we have the vet right here.
Cool. So I wrote an article for the college that talks about, will Veterans Day lose its luster? Because this will be the first time in over 20 years that we have Veterans Day that we're not at war.
That is, I didn't even think about that. I mean, yeah. Like you said, we had Vietnam. We had, yeah, I guess we continued through Iraq, Afghanistan, and all that. Wow.
For the last 20-something years, yeah. We've had soldiers engaged in war. Mm. And we really don't. We will have some spurts here and there. But we really don't. And so my question that I asked, will society, because of that, that people that didn't have people, relatives or friends that are veterans, will it lose its luster or significance to them or kind of dissipate from them?
Well, so, I don't think so because there's as long as we have a rural part of our country, I hate mm-hmm. to say it that way, I believe there, like you said in another podcast, there's a rural part of the country and then there's a city part of the country. The rural part of the country is still huge, America, yeah. veterans and things like that. And I always think that that's part of the tradition. And I have been a little bit disheartened with some of the people not enlisting in the military like they used to.
Yeah.
They're lessening some of the things you have to do to get in.
Yeah.
You know, a lot. But I don't know if it's lost the luster because we haven't had a war. I always, you know, I talk to my students sometimes and say, you know, maybe some of these issues we're having, we need a war. And I hate to say it that way, but it's like any time our country's ever gone to a real war, you know, when there's a yeah. war, we come together and we do great things. So people ask me all the time, what do you think it's going to take for us to not be divided?
Yeah, we don't focus on the ankle biters no more.
No, we don't.
So anyway, so November 11th, 11th hour, 11th, you know, day of the 11th month, we had Armistice Day, which originally called, and then it became Veterans Day. And many people believe that actually ended the war, that ceasefire ended the war, World War One. A lot of people, and I've discussed this before, didn't realize that we actually had American soldiers still fighting in Russia, that the Ruskies didn't like that too well. I don't know why, and we didn't tell the American people that either, and for some reason that might have been strange to them. But overall, this is the one day we set aside that we recognize any service member whatsoever, whatever branch they served in, whether it be the United States Army, the Navy, Marines, Coast Guard, the Air Force, or even the Space Force, whether they served in one of those or not, and no matter what their discharge was, no matter how they served, if they served for one day or they served for 35, 40 years. So
yeah, and, you know, there's always been this, but we've always held our veterans in high standard mm-hmm. as part of our citizenry. And I believe that, I don't think that'll change. I think what'll happen is the younger generation, without a war, it kind of just looks like it's a history book thing. Yeah. You know, but, you know, there's still people, there's still some around from World War II, you know, the Great War,
yeah,
and the Greatest Generation, but there's very few. In Vietnam, we had such a bad timing of finally, you know, we had this anti-war movement and a lot of those people came home and weren't respected.
Yeah.
But I do think that the first Iraq war, the media, both parties and the country decided we're going to fix what we messed up in Vietnam. I remember everybody made such a huge deal and I've got chill bumps now just remembering the story of Whitney Houston singing. Mm-hmm. You remember after, what was it, 9/11? Or was it after the Iraq war? She was singing at the Super Bowl. And the jets are going over, and she's in there red, white, and blue, and there is flags everywhere. I really wish we had that again for our veterans to see, because I believe the more flags we see, the more tears we see when the national anthem is played, I believe it's just really props up the veterans even more.
Yeah. So I got a couple of things on this, I want to talk about when I was a kid, I looked up to my grandfather, my papaw, who he was a Marine that fought in the Battle of Saipan, and he was wounded. And my aunt was only about 10 years older than me, and I was probably about 5 or so, and she'd always say, you need to go ask him about his medals. I never would.
Mm.
And we would crawl under his bed, and we'd pull out this little box, and she would show me the medals. She said, you just need to ask him. I never would. And then when I went to Desert Storm, we would talk. And we wouldn't talk before then. It's kind of like I had to have my rite of passage, and rightfully so. And I will say this is kind of strangely is I don't really talk too much with my kids about all what I did or any of that. My wife kind of knows because she served, and we have a mind-melting understanding. But I don't really talk about what we did down range or down in combat. I just, it's not a topic I like to talk about much. I will talk about a lot of things, but what I realize is if we don't talk, it dies with us.
And that's what I was just thinking. And I wasn't doing it as a way to go, why? But why don't you do that?
It's kind of strange, but those... You spend so much time with the people you served with.
So it's like an intimate thing?
It is an intimate thing.
Yeah.
It is stories that are between us and that served down there, that we shed blood and
sweat. A camaraderie that you don't want to give everybody.
That nobody, not everybody gets to see the picture view of that. Yeah. I'll tell a story on this here, and it still has bad blood within our family. Is I got ready to retire, and I did 31 years, as a lot of people know. And when I retired, prior to that, my father was going to meet, he had just got married, but he was going to meet us in D.C., and he said, I'll go alone. And I'm like, okay, you'll go alone. And we was going to meet in D.C. and go to this annual function that the United States Army has. Well, we backed out of it, and he said, well, that's good. And I said, well, Dad, I want you to come to the retirement ceremony. Well, he brought his wife. Well, he's married to her. That's understandably so.
Sure.
But I said, Dad, you know, when it was asked about, I said, I didn't really want her there. And he kind of got offended, and I said, you need to understand this, Dad. Everybody in that room that I told stories about, I served with. Mm. I said, and the ones that wasn't were my family who knew about them.
Yeah.
I said, whether you want to agree with this or not, but she was an outsider coming in.
Mm.
And I said, those were my stories. Those are nobody else's.
Hmm.
And they belong to me, and I have the preview of who I want to share them with or not.
Yeah.
I think I earned that right. And so it still sticks in his craw about that, but he's not thinking about the veteran.
No, and you know, I can't equate it to coaching in a team and a football team and a locker room, but I can do a little bit of that. Is I always thought that when we had a football team, that things that we discussed – in the locker room, mm-hmm. before game, after game, even at practice, it wasn't voiced for everybody. It was for the team for that moment. Some of the things that we went through, the tears and the anger and sometimes somebody throwing something, doesn't need to be voiced to everyone because then it becomes outside. When you truly, you want to have this camaraderie where you feel like we're a team and we're against everybody. Everybody, we have to be together. And so I can kind of understand that, because if I were to have to take everything that's said and it's say it's vocalized, it's recorded, and it's visually done like everything else in the world is done right now, you would talk different and act different. Sometimes it's best to just be the emotion and have the emotions come out in a way that's just intimate, like I said, for that moment. And you guys are doing it. Your life is on the line. It's not a football. Yeah. Who's going to make a first down?
Yeah.
Are we going to make it out alive?
Yeah, and some of those things just don't need to be shared. And if they are shared, it's because we want to share them.
Yeah.
Now, I will say also, on the other hand, is us veterans, we do need to share them because, like I said, if not, they go to the grave with you and nobody knows about them.
Yeah.
And I will say this is too many veterans have done wonderful things for their story to close in the coffin.
Very, very personal story. And I'll say this before we get out of here because I know we're about to be done. But my grandfather, I never asked about. Mm-hmm. He was in Pearl Harbor when it was bombed. He was actually driving a truck when it was bombed. I know that because my mom told me. But I never had many. I used to go work with him. He was a contractor. We'd go on job sites for a week at a time in the summer. And I never once even thought about saying, Papa, what was it like to be at Pearl Harbor when it was being bombed by the Japanese? And now, being a history teacher, I was like, man, I wish I'd have just asked that.
Yeah.
And even if he said, no, I don't want to talk about it. But I have a feeling a lot of people would want to talk about it if they're asked.
I agree with that. Is somebody asked, what's it like to have stuff blow up beside you? Or to feel your vehicle get ting, 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 and all those other things?
Hmm.
I'd probably talk about that. Yeah. You know, I would tell everything. I would never tell how certain people reacted that at that moment act the best, because that's between us. That people don't need to know those things.
In the heat of battle, people are going to act different.
Yeah, and people are going to have emotional moments. You know, it's just how it is.
And I think that's one of the things with veterans that we don't really appreciate. We look at Veterans Day and Memorial Day and things like that as, you know, a person that was, you know, in a uniform. You know, they were either an Army, the Navy, Air Force, Marine, or whatever. But we don't really understand that Veterans and Memorial Day is what they actually went through. The real, what I call today's time, and I'm not trying to make fun of anybody, but there's a whole lot of fakery going on with the PTSD, I believe, in this world in the 21st century. I believe real PTSD, to myself, is you're in war, you think you're going to die, things are going all around you, you wish you were back home.
Yeah.
But there's nothing you can do. And if you survive that, those are things that you carry to death that maybe you talk about, maybe you don't, but it's inside of veterans. And I think we need to appreciate that more than just, I hardly ever seen one with a hat. But I love that they wear hats. Because every
single, hat, but I put it on.
I love it just because I can always say, hey, thank you so much for your service. They always ask me, did you serve? Or thank you too for service. And I said, no, sir, I never served. I wish I would have. But it's kind of like they're wearing a uniform of pride on their hat. Mm-hmm. And we as citizens get to do what they didn't do when they came home from Vietnam. Because a lot of them that you see now are Vietnam veterans.
Yeah.
Korea, Vietnam. You still see Korea, Vietnam. When I see the Vietnam veteran, it, no matter what I'm doing, I'm beelining. Because I still feel like they're being spit on. Or they remember being spit on or yelled
they
at.
They were never treated right.
Correct. And there's a lot of that.
They were never treated right. So today is Veterans Day, but it's also the Marines' birthday. People don't know that. And so hide your crayons for the Marines because they'll eat them. You know, that's all out of love, and the Marines know that. And but they will eat them. But anyway,
what's my favorite line? One of my favorite lines of A Few Good Men, where Tom Cruise says to Kiefer Sullivan, "You don't really like me, do you?" He goes, "No, I always like you, Navy boys. You always drive our boat us to the fight."
Yeah, that's what
There's
I say. I say that about the Air Force. Y'all fly us there, and I say the Navy boys. I tell you, somebody's got to get the real men to war at the end of the day. So, but I heard a joke, and I will say this joke because it makes fun of a little bit. We was on the boat, and this guy was British. He was not American. He was British Chinese. Kind of funny. He had this British accent, but he's Chinese. He was a cruise director, and they honored the veterans, and they played each one of our songs. And people don't realize this. You're supposed to play them in order of when they entered their service. Mm. Not the people, the service branch.
Gotcha.
The United States Army, hello, is the oldest one. So anyway, so they play them and they get all the way to the...
Wasn't George Washington your first general?
Yes, he was. Okay. But they get all the way to the Space Force.
Oh.
Well, they don't have a song. And he goes, and this guy's hilarious. He goes, I got a proposal for their song. They hit the music. He leans to the side and he goes, some people call me the space cowboy. Like, oh my gosh, that is hilarious.
Man, but you had to be British Asian.
He is Asian with a British accent. Oh my God. And he plays that and he kicks his eyes at us when he does it. It was hilarious. You had to be there in the moment. I will say that. But hey, Space Force, you got to get you a song. I'm just throwing that out there because
everybody needs a song.
Everybody has a song.
Well, so I'll let you finish it because you're a veteran. But I'll just say, as somebody that has veterans all in our family, my dad, granddad, great granddad, so many of them, you know, always thank you for your service. Those people make sure we didn't speak German.
Yes.
And a lot of them make sure we didn't get blown up by nuclear warheads.
Yep.
And kept us very safe from terrorists after 9/11. So we appreciate all that. Absolutely.
Cool. So from the coach
to the vet,
it's time to stay tuned, stay tuned, stay tuned.